Like him or not, Donald Trump is an effective communicator, says George Lakoff. The now-retired Cal professor says the new president is highly skilled at manipulating the brain chemistry of those who listen to him. And one of his most effective tools is relentless repetition.
When you repeat something, crooked Hillary, crooked Hillary, crooked Hillary, what he's doing is activating neural circuitry in your brain. When a circuit is strengthened in your brain, it's more likely to fire, which means that the probability of your understanding things that way goes up. And whenever that circuitry is activated, it gets stronger. So it becomes part of your brain without your knowing it. That's what he's doing. He's using it absolutely constantly.
Trump's endless streams of tweets reinforces this, while also falling into four strategic types. Having analyzed them, Lakoff says two of the most frequently used are diversion and deflection.
Under investigation for the Russian hacking, he'll attack Meryl Streep, and then the networks will all report on Meryl Streep instead of reporting on the Russian hacking.
The other two categories are trial balloons, usually about policy proposals, and what Lakoff calls preemptive framing, casting an issue in terms that allow Trump to shape the subsequent discussion in ways that disadvantage those who may disagree. For a more equitable debate, Lakoff suggests, it is necessary to first reframe the subject. He cites Republican efforts to eliminate federal regulations at the Food and Drug Administration as an example.
Every regulation, from the point of view of a corporation, is an imposition on their freedom. But from the point of view of the public, every regulation is a public protection. And if they said, we're going to get rid of 75% of the public protections, that's very different. And in fact, from the point of view of the public, that is what's happening. And this is important from a conservative point of view. Conservatives say that the only rationale for government is that they protect citizens. But regulations are protections. They're a rationale for government.
Reframing, with verifiable facts as a starting point, is also the best way to both report on and respond to strategic tweets and other politicized messages.
The first thing you do is give the background of the truth, just saying what the true background is in terms of what is known about it. Then you say what he said. You point out what is false, that it violates what you know about the truth. And then you go on. The thing you don't do is keep attacking Trump all the time. If you try to negate without first framing it yourself, then you're helping the other person.
Because that becomes just another form of repetition. Declarations of resistance to the new president and his announced actions, intentions, and agenda were a prominent part of the massive women's marches in hundreds of cities last Saturday, including Santa Rosa. Those events were also notable for their endless variety of signs and banners on myriad issues and concerns. But far from offering mixed messages, Lakoff's reading on those marches is that they were driven by a single unifying ideal.
If you look at each of the messages on different issues, they all had to do with care about other people, that citizens care about other citizens, work through their government to provide public resources for everybody to increase everybody's freedom. And the reason is that women care for their families. They are the experts of care.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.